Now we're going to do Lagnesha in the second house. Okay? Now you can see two charts over here. In the upper one you can see the castle in the first house. So their focus is on Lagna. And the lord of Lagna, the man, has gone to the second house. And out here you can see the Agni is in second house. The Agni has shifted from first to the second. Okay? What are the words that Parashara says? Income and gains from a young age. Why are income and gains coming from a young age? Because the manas, the consciousness, is the 10th, right? Yeah. From where the Lagna Lord is. And it is very strong in the 11th house of gains. So when Lagna Lord goes to second house, its excellent focus is on income and gains. Very good focus. Very practical people. You see the practicality. If I'm not going to get something out of this, I don't want to do it. How can I maximize zero work and maximum results? The focus is on what I'm getting. Compare this to the previous one. The focus is on how I'm doing something. The focus is on the work over here, not on the gains. Focus is on the 10th house, not on the 11th. You see here the focus, the eye. Where is the eye? The eye is always in the 10th house from the Paka Lagna. The focus. Which eye is this, by the way? Third eye. This is your third eye.
So it's subconscious.
Huh?
So it is subconscious mind.
Third eye, just write down third eye and read about it. You're pretty surprised. You heard it for the first time, is it? You heard it, right? Earlier? Okay, read about it, huh? Where is the physical eye? Second house. Okay. The person is a scholar. Why? What makes him a scholar? Scholar must have knowledge, no? From which house do we see knowledge? Fifth house. I thought you did Babas yesterday.
Fifth house.
Fifth house is knowledge, fourth house is learning. You may learn a million things, but all of them do not become knowledge. Only when you digest it by passing through the Gandanta does it become knowledge. You know so many things. Information is fourth house. Vidya, information is fourth house. Jnana, knowledge, it becomes knowledge when it goes to the fifth house. Now, if the second house is where the Paka is, which are the Kendras to that? 5, 8 and 11, right? Remember, the fourth and the tenth from the Paka are always benefiting, right? Observe one thing. Lagna Lord in Lagna, intrinsically happy people, happy-go-lucky people. Basically they are happy and they are very focused on their work. They are more interested in doing their work nicely. They are more interested in Siddhi, more interested in getting perfection in what they are doing, more interested in the skill sets, more interested in learning how to work, how to do something perfectly. And they are simply happy because of that. Okay? On the other hand, here, second, the gains become the focus and they can be very scholarly. Because they have digested a lot of knowledge. What is the cold place? Eighth house. The eighth house is the cold place for them. What does that mean?
Fear of death.
Huh?
Fear of death.
Okay, what else? There can be fear of death, is it? Are you suggesting that this person is afraid of his wife? I don't think so.
Extinguishing of fire. So, which means,
What does it mean? It means that which is, you have to fight. So here you are fighting with wife. What is there in the 8th house? You are fighting with people who give you loans. You are fighting with disease. Why does Parashara use the word religious for this? Now, see, remember, in every shloka, we have to learn more principles. Because we have to learn to see a house from multiple angles. Do you see the little ladder over here? Right? What was the power that this guy had? Power of rejuvenation, power of transformation. They can quickly change. You don't like something, no problem, we'll change very quickly. I was working in the government, I quickly packed my bags and became an astrologer. No issues at all. Changing from one profession to the other is no issue at all. Transformation is automatic. These people have the capacity of transformation. Why? Look at the ladder, 8th house. Remember? Always remember 1, 8, 10. Mangal, 1, 8, 10. 1 is Agni, 8 is own house of Mangal, 10 is his exaltation. So 1, 8, 10 you will remember. Okay? Same thing we are going to do here. 1, he has the power of transformation. What transformation? Religious transformation. He is quickly transforming religiously. So if he joins a religious organization, he can quickly rise up the ladder. See, there's a ladder. Bear that in mind. Yeah.
So the two, should we interpret that there are two parts, one organization will transform, and he can also, after the higher level,
which organization is transforming? Nine is not an organization. This is him.
Yeah, him.
There is nobody else out here. Only he is there. The problem he's having is with whom? Debtors. So when this person takes a loan, he's going to have a lot of problem. Lagna Lord in second should generally avoid loans. Because don't go to the 8th house. My whole point is, don't go to the 8th house. But some houses you can't avoid. Lagna Lord in Lagna cannot avoid going to the 7th house. How can you avoid the 7th house? It's a Kendra. 8th house you still can avoid, but it will come. Diseases come, then they fight the disease, so many things. Honorable. Why is he honorable? Because this trine is Agni Trikona. This is his nature. This is honor. Honor comes from which house? 10th house. Honor is in which house? 10th house. Many wives. Why? God knows. Huh? Tell me why. Okay. Remember one thing. In future, you will always look at the second house to see people who can easily break marriages. Huh? I don't like planets, too many planets in second house. I'll be very clear on this. I do not like too many planets in second house. In the Navamsha, if there are too many planets in the second house, the guys, all of them will tempt. They are tempting. Careful. Don't like planets in the second house. From the seventh house, second is 8. Transformation. So today wife's name is Anita. Tomorrow wife's name will be Kavita. Day after tomorrow she will be Babita. So based upon the weekday and the Tithi Nakshatra, the name will change. Constant transformation.
Name change to Babita.
Batao. Every day there is a transformation happening. At least what?
At least.
Did you understand the principle here?
In the Navamsha particularly,
I do not like planets in second house. The only planet which is really good as far as I am concerned is Mokshakaraka Ketu. Even the great Jupiter. Why does the great Jupiter also encourage this? Jupiter says, look, marriage and all is social. Yeah? My job is to produce babies. What logic is this? That is the logic of Jupiter. He says, look, your wife says she doesn't want to have a baby now. No problem, get another one and have a baby. She says, no, get a third one and have a baby. What is this? His only condition is have babies. Putrakaraka. Putrakaraka doesn't mean that he is only going to give you babies from your wife. There are people who have babies from other wives also. Arnold, recently his maid got pregnant, right? So always look at the second house and don't go by the fact that this guy is very high position and all. That is, if there are planets in the second in the Navamsha, each one of them is going to tempt you. Be careful of the temptation. Okay? Did you understand Lagnesha in the second? So therefore, when the Lagna Lord is in the second house, you should never give the gemstone of the... In the second, you should never give the gemstone of the Lagnesha. If Mangal is Lagna Lord in second, no, he should not wear a red coral. Venus Lagna Lord in second, don't wear a diamond. Jupiter Lagna Lord in second, don't wear a yellow sapphire. Do not encourage the temptation. You never thought of it like this, huh? Lagnesha in the second.
Sorry, Guruji, I don't understand the last thing. Second house is 8 and 7, but isn't that true for every Lagnesha?
Right, let's try. Let's try. Okay? Here. Okay? Second house is 8 from 7. Alright, but the Lagnesha is not there. Lagnesha is here. Where is the Lagna Lord here?
Okay.
Yes, I got it. Okay. I had a little mental. One of those. Yeah. Tea. Okay. Somebody has to run and tell for tea. We need a constant supply. No, because this topic is like that. Trust me. Sometimes you feel that you got it. You feel, but it just passes by. Because if you can fully understand Lagnesha, you have got self-realization. What is Lagnesha? It is the self. Did I not say that in the beginning? So if I know the Lagnesha fully, I have self-realized. It's tough. I could have run away with fifth lord or fourth lord and all. The problem is with this. Because we are looking at ourselves, it's very tough to look at ourselves. And what am I doing? I am doing systematically, logically, step by step, prodding. And remember the problem with Parashara. The first shloka will give principle 1 and 2. The next shloka will give principle 3, 4, 5. He is not using the same principle in the next shloka. I mean, there is no confirmation whether I understood right or wrong. The third shloka will have another 3 rules. So by the time I finish 12 houses, I got a bunch of rules out there. Then I have to come back to Lagna Lord in Lagna because I have Lagna Lord and I apply all of them. You see my point? It's not as if you have finished Lagna Lord in Lagna. What you are learning out here in second and third and fourth and fifth, you come back to the Lagna Lord and then apply everything. Learn the principles. That's what I am doing. I am just teaching principles. Because you have to come back to the Lagnesha and go through it tonight with your own charts. And that is where the tough thing is. Because you know yourself. Nobody knows you inside better than yourself. So we understood an important principle in this. That the sixth house, can I say, the sixth house from the Lagnesha is in trouble. I can say that, right? Out here, I found this sixth house to be in trouble. Because Lagnesha is Agni, and Agni is in the eighth from the seventh, so that's a problem. So that means, can I say that when Lagna Lord is in Lagna, the sixth house is problem, there will be enemies, there will be jealousies. Because when Lagna Lord is in Lagna, the sixth house is the sixth house. So you will have enemies, you will have jealousies. You can't help it. See, now what am I doing? I am taking a principle from the second house and putting it in the first house. What is another principle I learned from here? That the fourth and the tenth are very vital. Tenth, it shows gains. He has got a focus. Focus is the eye on gains. So Lagna Lord in Lagna has a focus on work. Can I say that Lagna Lord in Lagna is workaholic? Are you a workaholic? Can you get obsessed with your work? See the point here. It will happen with every Lagna Lord in Lagna. Because that is the principle we learned over here. And I'm applying it back. What is the other thing? House of happiness. The happiness from the Lagnesha, the brain, is being happy in the fifth house of knowledge. There, the brain is in the fourth house. Happy for nothing. Fourth house is just small pleasures, being with people.
Normal.
Just by sitting with somebody and having a coffee, you feel happy. Oh my God. You are not asking for the heaven. And 90% of the time, the spouse can't understand. Why is it that when I got a diamond for you, or I got a coffee for you, the coffee you seem to be happier than the diamond? They can't understand you. Did you see the point? They can't get it because diamond is not what makes you happy. What makes you happy is the fourth house. Just being together, just sitting and having a coffee. They can't understand that. My God, you are gifted a keyboard. What is that watch? A big fat one that goes, Rolex. You saw, and what is this piece of iron here? Chuck, I know that iron is. What? That was a Rolex. So what? It can roll. That's Lagna Lord in Lagna. You see that? It doesn't matter. Yes. It's not going to give you happiness. You think it can? It cannot. You'd rather sit with them and have a coffee and just a little bit of chat. How are you feeling? Singing a song. Anything that goes with the heart. They flow with the heart. Fourth house. They flow with the heart. You cannot buy them. They cannot be bought. Not possible. If you can get into their heart, they are your strongest supporters because it's Lagnesha Lagna. Now, did you understand the same principle I'm taking from here and taking it back there? Agni is in 2, 6, and 10. Agni Trikona is 2, 6, 10. 10 is giving them honor. Right? So they are honorable. Can I say for Lagna Lord in Lagna, person will have a strong dharma? A very strong dharma, very principles. Principles are coming from 9th house. Honor is coming from 10th house. What is the difference? Difference is, I won't, what I do to you, I will do to him. Equal. They are very strong, equality-oriented people, Lagna Lord in Lagna. Why? Dharma. Justice is, they are very just. Whereas honor is, I told you I will give you something, I'll do that. I didn't tell you, so I won't give it to you. Honor is about what I said, and
it's keeping promises.
Keeping promises. Honorable means keeping promises. Whereas, this is just. Lagna Lord in Lagna is very just. Lagna Lord in second is very honorable. Did you see the difference? I want you to learn the principle that I've... What is the principle we use out here? Agni Trikona, particularly ninth from Agni. Ninth from Agni is very important. Why? That's the Agni triangle. Triangle of Mars. Let me put this in pause. I believe...
So within this one, the second one, We have understood the ninth one.
Right. So what about sixth?
Yeah.
What about sixth house?
Fifth.
What did he say about the sixth house? Because sixth is fifth from the second. So what did he say about the...
Sixth house is seventh house.
From the Lagna.
Sixth from the Lagnesh is in trouble all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sixth from Lagnesh. But what about the fifth?
This one, that is the happiness, right?
The fifth house is the house of best applied intelligence. Your applied intelligence is maximum in the fifth trine. See, Agni has a trine. One is the self. Five is your applied intelligence. Nine is your dharma. That which you will do. Thank God this was covered. Oh my God, my Agni is...
Pause.
Just put a pause.
Okay.
Just exactly. Because the sign occupied by the Lagna Lord has a totally new name, a different kind of Lagna or starting point, and that's called Paka Lagna or the Digestion Lagna. So you need to make, to really understand it, you got to treat every, the word Lagna means first house. So Paka Lagna means it becomes the first house for the functioning of your brain. Your brain functions like that.
In the Paka Lagna.
In the Paka Lagna. The brain, you, the human being, treats the Paka Lagna as the first house.
It's the same principle as the Bhava Chalita then.
It is like, but the Bhava Chalita causes planets to move here and there. This one causes science to move here and there. If you have Lagna Lord in fourth, you deep inside are treating fourth house as your first house.
Because the intelligence has come here.
Has come to the fourth house.
Yeah.
And what happens if the, if, you know, take Mangal and put it there. Then, you are burning up the fourth house. You are burning home. It takes time to have the wisdom that I got to stop burning. Otherwise, it's funny. You burn up the house where you're living. So it's a funny situation.
So in this case, you will also see what gain he can have from the relatives, also family in the family.
We will go. Oh, this guy. Lagnesh in second, yeah. Oh, all relatives love him.
Yeah.
Whole family love him.
Yeah.
Uncles are gaga about him.
Yeah.
He shouts at them. He can shout at his uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
He can abuse them, but they'll all wag their tails and run after him. The way he manipulates, nobody can. Lagnesh in the second, look at where your supreme intelligence is directed. On the sixth house.
Oh, that's why. Because the natural... The fifth and the sixth are like come together.
No, the fifth of this guy.
Yeah.
The guy's fifth house is in the sixth.
So competition will clear all the competition.
He'll clear out the competition even before they exist.
Demolish before they are available.
Exactly.
The second house is the house of relatives. Okay. You will also see that, you know, what I can gain from the relatives.
For example, if there is a music competition and this guy is going for it, and he finds that two other singers are very good, he will ensure that something is put in their tea. One guy's got a harmonium, this thing, he will ensure that one of the tweeds of the harmonium is broken off. So when the final music output comes out, his is the best. You can't deal with these guys, you know, they can do a lot of mischief. Because the brain is automatically directed towards that. It's the configuration of the brain. What we are trying to understand is, how is the brain configured? And we are trying to develop a method. What is the method we have till now? The trine of Agni. The 1, the 5 and the 9 are critical. 1 is what we are eating, what we are munching. 5 is where we are totally going to win, because our applied intelligence is superb over there. 9th is our dharma. What I think is right, yes, right thing to do. What is dharma? What you think is right thing. Because Lagna Lord tells what you think. And everybody thinks differently. Right. And on top of that, from the Lagna Lord, now we have two more principles. What is it? The 4th and the 10th are the Sukha Bhava. What gives you happiness? What gives you joy? And 10th is where your focus is. Total focus.
And in the principle, we also learned one more principle in the first. The third from the Lagna Lord is the fighting power of the Lagna Lord. What you will fight for is your hand. What is your dexterous? What are you capable of? What is your capability? So can I say that Lagna Lord in the second should be very good in property matters?
Yeah.
Knowledgeable in property. The property would be third, yeah. So he'll fight for...
He'll fight for, get this thing, manipulate, property matters, macha hoga.
So this principle of fire triumphs is applied on all the charts as a standard principle?
That's right. That's what we are learning. We are learning principles here. In future, when you look at a Lagna Lord, you don't have to mug up anything. Yeah. You just look at where the Lagna Lord is and just put the trine, put the tenth, put the fourth, put the third, put the sixth is the weakness.
Yeah.
So the Lagna Lord in third house, what is his weakness? Sixth from that is eighth. Gambling tendencies may be there. You got to be careful. Takes terrible risks. The weakness is the eighth house.
So this fellow has even taken the house of weaknesses, which is six, also to get a gains out of it. That's what we can interpret, because the Lagnesh and the second.
Yeah. See, it is not he has taken; it is automatically become.
Become.
That is where he is very good at applying his brains. Can I say that Lagna Lord in the second has to struggle in the college and schools? For him, going to school and going to college has a struggle or a fight.
Fighter.
Because he's putting a fight over there. Mm-hmm. That's how he's becoming skilled. Mm-hmm. So you have to push him to go to school. Once he starts going there, then he will start liking it. Mm-hmm. Initially, they will not go.
So problematic is only seventh round.
Problem is in the seventh. So that's the eighth house. So they should not take loans and things like that. Mm-hmm. See, right now you are just seeing houses. We are not seeing any planets or anything. We'll get the, imagine we put more planets out there. The whole picture is so easy now. Things will change. They will get modified. But if we don't have principles to work on, what are you studying really? You haven't come all this way to just me giving you some 10 lines and okay, mug it up for every house. That's stupid. Then every time there's a little modification, let's say a planet were to go to, let's say in this particular case, Lagnesh in second, let's say the seventh lord was to be in the tenth house. Won't it modify it? It will modify it. Because now in what you think is righteous, the seventh lord has gone over there. And it will try to coerce you in matters of being honorable. So we will come to that layer of planets. But unless I have my principles clear, I won't know how to deal with, I won't know what I'm talking about. Ideal situation, I don't like planets in the ninth house from Lagna Lord. Because then you are not, at least whatever principles you have, you're not compromising with them.
But why negative? Why not planets in ninth from Lagna Lord? Could enhance your principles.
Why do you need somebody to tell you what your principles are?
Okay. It's just interference. Like planets are just like...
Because this is Lagna. This is Lagna Lord. This is not Lagna.
Yeah.
It's not what is righteous or what is not righteous. It's what you believe to be righteous and not. Whatever you believe, at least try to stick to that. At least you have some principles in life which you can stick to. We all have some good qualities. The ninth from your Lagna Lord is your good quality. It is your dharma. There's nothing wrong with that.
So planets there sort of just muck it up, make it more complicated, make it more busy.
Busy,
make it more
some more ideas coming from there, some more ideas coming from there. One fine day, one dasha shows up and you end up reading something and you're further more confused about things. And you need to work out more in the head to sort that out. For example, Lagna Lord in the second. What is the ninth from there? 10,000, no?
Mm-hmm.
So every time the guy goes to work, his boss could be mucking up his head. But that is the house to work. Every time he goes to work, boss will tell him something. He'll say, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that. What about being honorable? You're such an honorable guy. What happened now? Mm. Boss will say, are you crazy? Everybody does the sales pitch. We don't actually mean it. So is it not mucking up his his basic honor? His Lagna Lord in second is a very honorable guy. Now what happened when he started to working? And imagine you put such a guy in the sales line. What a mess. What a mess. Lagna Lord in second going to sales. Oh my God. Because his good quality is his honor. Everybody has good qualities. What is the good quality that you have? Ninth from your Lagna Lord. That's your dharma. That's the natural dharma, that you, that's the good quality that you have, by which God decided you should be born human being. Huh? If you're going to start losing that also, why should you be born a human being? One of the tough exercises would be making a list of all the dharmas of the different 12 Lagna Lords. One word. Just one word. A word by which you can help somebody remember that, look, this is what you are.
So Guruji, this
Lagna Lord in third, 11th house. So what is the one word which would be the dharma of the Lagnesh in third?
Friends.
More than that, something more. What is the best quality of the 11th house?
The income from the right means. Dharmic, which is right means.
Yeah. Gains by righteous means.
Source of dharma.
Can I say your guru? In a way.
Guru's Upadesha.
Guru Upadesha? Yes. The books of the guru? Yes. The books of the tradition? Yes. Guru Upadesha is the books of the Guru. Guru Upadesha though is in the third house.
Third from ninth is 11th.
I'm not talking of third from ninth. Lagnesh in the third. So you have to take the ninth from that as the honor.
Yes.
The dharma. So what is the dharma of the Lagnesh in third?
You mean ninth and we take third from that, it means books.
No,
I understand the starting point. I just don't understand why books.
Yeah, like why books?
He said books.
You said.
11th, it doesn't have to do with books.
May have to do with books. Yeah. Because what really is the guru? Is the guru the body? No. Is the words? And where are the words? They are in the books. So we can say the words. But not specific direction. When we say upadesh, it means specific direction for you. Which is third house. So when the Lagna Lord is in seventh house, Guru Upadesha can be your dharma. That I can accept.
Yeah.
When Lagna Lord is in seventh, then the ninth from that is third, so you can say that's Guru Upadesha. That you, whatever the Guru says, you will do that. That is your good quality. Don't lose that.
Lagna Lord in third means that the dharma is to... I mean, one is against from the sattvic.
You will read Guru's dharmic books, right? You will follow the Upadesha.
Huh? You?
You will follow the Upadesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the meaning of it.
Yeah.
Can you think? No. Right now, you cannot think because you have not yet studied the good qualities of bhavas. You just learned bhavas yesterday. I don't expect that in one day you know all the good qualities of all the bhavas, the bad qualities of all the bhavas, the internal qualities of the bhavas and the external qualities of the bhavas. You have to learn this. So now you realize your weakness. What is your weakness? You don't know what are the good qualities of every house and bad qualities of every house. What are the internal qualities of the house and what are the external qualities of the house? Unless you know that, how can you decide what is this guy's dharma? So you need to learn that. Okay? That is a part of learning because that takes time to learn. That's why I said there are things that you will have to learn. So you learnt about 1, 5, 9, 4, 10 and 3 and 6 also.
6 and 8.
Eight. I is on the focus.
8th?
That is the 10th.
Seventh is the cold.
Cold.
He hot and cold. Mm. Who is cold towards you?
Seven.
What is cold in your life?
Mm.
What is hot is life.
Mm.
Hot is life. Cold is death.
Mm.
Hot is life. Cold is death. See the principle here?
Mm. Mm.
Hot is life. Cold is death.
Mm.
Good.
Cold is that for Agni.
Huh. So whatever is in the seventh from the Paka Lagna is cold.
So would you ignore that?
Pardon?
So when you say cold, would you interpret that as ignoring that part?
Yeah.
That which you are not, which is not so important to you, or which you attach very less importance to?
You are fighting against it.
Okay.
The brain is that treating cold as death.
Okay.
Or as the devil, if I can use the word.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is only treating it like bad,
six, seven,
evil. It is. It is a weakness. Because there is no devil. There is no devil. Who the hell asked you to create one? Why did you create a devil in your head? So the cold is a weakness. You are right. You are 100% right. What else is there? The one immediately after the cold is where you are
rejuvenating,
no? Yeah, so that's where you sort of recuperate and rejuvenate. It also transforms. Something that can change. It's a very transformational house.
Seventh also is called desire also. Seventh from the place. That means what he doesn't have.
So you're fighting for, no? That is the point. You're fighting against, you're fighting for it.
Why do you desire something? You don't have it, that is why.
You don't have it. So that is the weakness.
Exactly. So far, so good, right? Now, what about 2 and 12 from the Lagna Lord? You would have seen in the pictures, I drew some cups over there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
What is this 2 and 12?
Ignoring that house.
2 and 12 where the light doesn't come.
Shadow
area.
Right, so then, why have I drawn cups over there?
Cup is for food.
Right.
What supplies to the Agni?
Right, go on, you're thinking in the right direction. So what is 2 and 12?
Support.
Support is 5 and 9.
Resources and what you're giving.
Agna, you remember?
Mm-hmm. Second would be your resources, 12 would be how you are frittering away your resources.
Sustenance from the Lagna comes from the second.
Are you trying to tell me that Lagna Lord in Lagna is a very wealthy person?
No, but the family would be very strong.
Supportive.
And what is 12th house then?
What we give is 12th house.
What show a lot of expenses.
House.
But you are consuming in the first house. You are consuming the first house. Let me tell you one thing. Lagna Lord in second can destroy the family.
Yeah.
Because you are eating away the family. You are eating away the family resources. You are wasting the family resources. You are wasting wealth. You are eating away the wealth. I have so much money, so I can just enjoy myself. You are just looking at the bank balance all the time and then you're going to destroy the wealth. You're going to destroy the family. Now, this is something you don't like to hear. But that is true. Wherever the Lagna Lord is, you will end up eating up that place and then you have a conflict in that place. Because that is where your Mangal is. Your Lagna Lord is like Mangal. So, you are going to create that conflict and you will have to deal with the conflict. Because that is Mangal. You look at anybody with Lagnesh in second. Look at Lagnesh in 7th, they have a conflict in the 7th house. Lagnesh in 4th, they have a conflict in the 4th house. And what is the 4th? 4th is home, not just mother. It is where father and mother are. You will have a conflict. You got to deal with that because your brain created that. It is bound to be there. Anybody. Lagnesh in 7th. Eating away in the 7th house and fighting with the 7th house, huh? It is true. In a lady's horoscope, it is still better when there are good yogas in the seventh house. But imagine the Lagnesh in the seventh does not have good yogas. Then the moment you marry, your spouse has had it.
That's why I've been delaying marriage for 13 years. There's something.
No, you see the beauty.
Why, your spouse doesn't have Lagnesh in seven, does she?
Yes.
She has? There your intuition is saving you. So don't marry then.
We're planning on getting married now.
Now that he knows.
Based on what I said is dharma. The whole idea is not to run away from the problem. Why are we learning Jyotish if we're going to run away from the problem?
Right.
Are you trying to tell me that by running away from the thing, my Lagna Lord will somehow put it in the back pocket and it will be fine? So what is self-realization? What is Jyotish all about? It's, okay, we know there's a problem. How do I deal with it? Next. Let me first identify the problem and then learn to deal with it. If I can deal with it, then the biggest problems of life are solved. And think about it. The life becomes beautiful. Because the root problems are solved. Lagna Lord in the fifth. You're eating away a child here. Danger of death of the first child. Are you not going to have children because of that? Think about it. So, life is not easy. We just have to find the right solutions. Lagnesha in the fifth should not have children. Come on. Come on. Don't give me that. So, now we say that based upon this principle, the best position of the Lagna Lord is in the 3, 6, 8 and 12. Why? You're going to eat up all the bad houses. But you forget, there will be problems in others when you go to the trines and other things. There, you see, end of the day, Jyotish is about identifying the problems based upon these principles that Parashara teaches. And having identified the Lagnesha problem, you solve the Lagnesha problem, you solve 90% of life's problems because the guy is fundamentally happy with life. And then other things you can solve. Because unless the person is going to be happy no matter what you give them.
Lagnesha is covering almost every house. This is very important.
Paka Lagna. Now who is the significator for this Lagnesha Paka Lagna? Jupiter. Wisdom. That is why they say this is called self-realization. Jupiter is the significator of Paka Lagna. What is the mantra for Paka Lagna? Om Gurave Namah. God, let my brain function. Let it not get burnt out. Let it not fear cold. Let it function. That is the Guru Tattva, the principle of the Gurus. The brain should function. With just Lagna Lord in first and second, see where your understanding has gone now. Just a moment. And it will work universally. Universally it works. Lagnesha in the fourth, mother may not live long, or mother may have a lot of problems. Lagnesha in the ninth, father may not live long, or father will have a lot of problems. Why? Because you are eating away the resources of the parent. Now you see the truth. Okay, aisa uska jaisa hota hi nahi. That is also true. That is also true. There is no planet like the Lagnesha. Pure greed. It is Bhuloka. The principles of Bhuloka are totally applicable to Lagnesha.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go
ahead. So, you're saying though, in principle, generally, Jyotish principle says that we should not try to curtail our life with this knowledge to prevent this or prevent. We should just face it, let this karma burn off, Do you just face it head
No, off? Why burn off? When I can do something so that the gas supply is lower for burning and simmer it down where it is necessary and ensure that the negative doesn't surface at all.
Do you mean go forward but with remedy?
With remedy, with strength, with knowledge, Jupiter, knowledge. With wisdom. Don't walk through life like an ignorant fool. Don't rush through life with a sword. Mangal is the sword. Don't take a sword and rush through life. Take the mala, rosary and walk through life. That is what I'm trying to say. Use the significator. The significator is God. For everything, the significator, the karaka is God. For lagnesha, no matter what, even for shani lagnesha, karaka is Jupiter. Because brain is brain for everybody, guru is guru for everybody. Truth is truth for everybody. How is it different? So bear this in mind, and this is very important. So what are we doing? We are praying to God that let this mangal fire, or burning flame and hunger and thirst, bloodthirsty nature of the Lagna Lord, be transformed into a wise Jupiter. Let me be like you, my Lord. Because with the wisdom, I'll make my life beautiful and everybody's life beautiful. Give me that wisdom. That is the prayer. Om Gurave Namah. Give me that wisdom. Let's go inside. Don't worry, you're trying to remember everything too fast. Some of us have slower. But don't worry, it'll come. I've told about it. Now, did you understand the principle here? What is the difference between many wives or two wives of the place of Lagna Lord in Lagna and the Lagna Lord in second house? Lagna Lord in second house treats the seventh house as an enemy. Okay? Lagna Lord in Lagna is not treating this as an enemy, just that my wife is too cold. Because this is Surya. Lagna Lord in Lagna means Surya. You are like the sun god. You are burning with passion. And then the wife says, oh my god, I can't deal with this fellow. I have to run away to my father's house. And then the sun god goes there and says, don't worry, I'll become a horse. So when he has the wisdom to become a horse, then things become better. So did you understand over here? Lagna Lord in Lagna, the problem is that they have too much fire. The seventh is cold and this is hot. So spouse is normally very cold. And this is very hot. Invariably when you see Lagna Lord in Lagna, the first spouse will always be telling you, oh my god, this one is out of control. But in reality it's not so. Or maybe it is. Here, it's inimical. So every time you have a fight, you want to punish the spouse by finding somebody. You know, the best way to punish a spouse is to break the commitment. That's a weakness. That's a sixth house, Shadripu, you know. Six weaknesses we have, 6,000 house of weaknesses. So the weakness of the brain's weakness is this. Now look at this. Here the Lagna Lord has gone to second house. And it is sitting with the seventh lord also. So basically, can I say that he is treating the seventh house as enemy? Can I say that? So ideally, he should not marry. If he marries, he's going to have problems. To support him, the eighth lord has also gone to seventh house. Okay? Do you see the eighth lord in the seventh house? And also remember Venus in the 8th. Venus in 2 and 8 is terrible for marriage. I taught about that somewhere in one of the informal discussions we had. I talked about Venus in the 2nd and 8th being terrible for marriage. So all the combinations for no marriage are perfect. Number 1, Lagnesha in the 2nd house. 7th lord has also gone over there. 8th lord has sat in the 7th house. And Venus is in the 8th house. He is a confirmed Brahmacharya and the head of the Kanchi Mart. Okay. What else can you tell me about him?
Do you see the, remember what I told you, 10th house? There should be no planets in there. He's a very honorable man. But look at the kind of pressure that is coming over here. Do you see the pressure that is coming over here? What sort of pressure is this? Pressure of Jupiter and Mars? What the hell is this? This is not good. Why should somebody who is the pontiff come under this sort of financial, Jupiter is financial pressure, Mars is debt, so God knows what, properties and all. That's not good. What about the fifth house? Enemy? He knows how to deal with enemies. Mercury and Ketu over there. So he has two enemies over there. Okay? And he is struggling to deal with them. Very scholarly, remember fourth house? Very, very scholarly, well versed in the Shastras. Why does it show Shastra? Fifth and eighth connection. Fifth and eighth connection. A connection between the fifth house and the eighth house shows very good knowledge in Shastra. Eighth house shows knowledge coming from deep traditions. Ancient knowledge coming from deep traditions and paramparas. I am teaching you other houses simultaneously as I speak. Okay? Now if the Lord of another Dushthana connects with this Shukra, he will also be teaching this in a foreign language. Is the 6th Lord connected with this? No. Is the 12th Lord connected with this? No. If they were, then he will be teaching the Shastra in a foreign language. Five-eight connection I need for learning all this deep knowledge, secret knowledge. Okay, other things you can go. Let's go to Lagnesha in the third house. Now we are going to learn to think again, further differently. Too much, Parashar is too much. In two shlokas, what is it done? Let's take the next shloka and see. Lagna Lord in third house, equal to a lion in valor. Why is he equal to a lion in valor? Why lion? Natural zodiac, which is the third house? Mithuna. So Lagna Lord is as if the Lagna Lord is in Mithuna. Because we are talking of natural zodiac, huh? Lagna Lord in third is as if in Mithuna. So what is the third house? What is his dexterous? How is he in fighting for? Remember Lagna Lord in Lagna, very good in writing and things like that. Why? Because the third from Mesha is Mithuna, Mercury. Lagna Lord in second, very good in cooking. Why? Because the third from that is
Cancer.
Lagna Lord in third house is Gemini. Third from that is Lion. Oh my God, what a fighter. Various kinds of wealth. What do you mean by various kinds of wealth? Forget these two principles. The shloka shares various kinds of wealth. What does that mean? I want to know. Where are the Agni Kona? Study the Agni Kona.
Seventh.
Right. So what is his dharma?
Gains.
He will gain from everything. The road breaks, he makes money. The road is made, he makes money. The well is filled, he makes money. The well is emptied, he makes money. Lagna Lord in third. Third is the house of Yesu. So can I say, such a person should easily make agreements and contracts and contracting and things like that? Very good.
Lagna Lord in Lagna. You only work, no money.
Exactly. Lagna Lord in Lagna, you are a workaholic. You work very hard, perfection, this, that, siddhi. Paisa vasani. Lagna Lord in third. I told you now, if it rains you make money, if it doesn't rain you make money. Lagna Lord in third is the best. And a deadly warrior. Perfect for lawyers. Lagna Lord in third is very good for a lawyer. Good one, right? Because he will fight like a lion. And he knows exactly where to fight to ensure that the client will get money and I will also get money. He will make a deal with client. Oh my God, this is perfect case against government. We can sue the government for excessive water storage in the dam. Why? The fishes have all died because of more water or something like that. And he'll find the case and win the case, and then the cost of the fishes, they will share half of. Who knows how many fishes are done in the dam in the first place? They made money in that also. Seventh house, business transactions, interactions. Seventh house, they are master brain in seventh house matters. They have full knowledge of seventh house. Rasha Sastra.
Good for winning the fight in marriage.
The wife is, you know, you fully understand the wife.
Knowledge of wife. Knowledge of wife.
That knowledge is the biggest knowledge in self-realization also.
So therefore, Lagnation third. Fantastic marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
a fantastic marriage. You don't have na? Now, no one else in the class, right? You have Lagnation third. So you have very good knowledge about...
At least in the fourth
year. Okay, is it working? So they have very good knowledge of this matter. Also, not only that, for business and things like that, this is very good. Because what you have knowledge of, it's a strength. It is not your weakness. Try to understand your strengths. Once you know what you... So if the 7th and 11th is part of the Agni, that to 5 and 9, various kinds of wealth. From everything you will get money here. Honorable. Now why is honorable and respected? Forget the reasoning over here. What makes this guy honorable? Nine. What sort of honor is this? Is this the 10th house owner or is this the 7th house owner?
Because he knows how to deal with it.
Exactly. Because he understands 7th house so well, he is honorable because he will not say what he cannot do. He will not say what he cannot do. That is why he is honorable. See, Lagna Lord in 2nd is honorable because he does what he says. Lagna Lord in 3rd is honorable because he doesn't say what he cannot do. Because you see the 8th house, which is the 8th house from the Lagnesha. Remember I said, 8th house, do not forget 8th house. What is 8th house? It is where you get relief. Right? 8th house is 10th house. That is good, no? Right. And what is his problem normally, which is very cold? 9th house.
Perfect,
He talks about two wives. Why does Parashara talk about two wives?
Can I try, sir?
Yeah.
So he focuses on the 10th from the 3rd lagnation. It's bed, 12th house.
Wife is in the 7th house. Wife is in 7th house, not the 12th house. 12th house wife is the permanent wife. It is vivaha. Here I'm talking, here the word wife has been used in the terms of a spouse, conjugal relationships, or what you can say, 7th house. So why does he like to have two wives?
7th from 3rd is dual sign.
Natural
3rd
house is dual sign.
Twins.
Lagnis in 3rd is twins.
No sir,
that is the court house, that is 3rd from the
7th. No, 9th is dharma. Right.
This is the 7th.
Who tells that you should have one wife?
Seventh
from the dharma tells. हमने धर्मा को ब्रिज में डाल दिया. The problem is
there.
The problem is
there.
Dual वो चलो. Nine. Who is telling you that you should have one wife? Who is telling you? Either guru will tell or father will tell or dharma will tell. You take the dharma and put it in the refrigerator. Finish. Cold storage. Dharma is in cold storage. So there is every likelihood of one or two more cropping up over here. That is what Parashara is trying to tell. They try to understand that his honor is different from the honor of the Lagnation second. Lagnesh in the second, when he says something, even unconsciously out of emotion, he will keep it. This guy is so clever, he will not say something until they are sure that they can do it. So who is more clever? Lagna Lord in second or Lagna Lord in third? Lagna Lord in third is more clever. Why do you say a stupid thing and then you have to kill yourself trying to fulfill it? Huh? Krishna had Lagna Lord in third. He had two wives, no? What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Satyabhama and Rukmini. And then later on they said even Jambavan's daughter. I don't think Krishna would like to marry a bear. I think he understands. Seventh house, so he must have gone and explained to Satyabhama and Rukmini that, look, it's a bear, okay? Now you want me to marry a bear, it's okay, because 100 years from now there will be a Sanjay Rath who will be making people marry trees. So bear is much better option. Don't you think bear is a better option than a pot or a tree? Now, come on.
Until you get
eaten. Huh? But he's Krishna, come on. He's Krishna, he's the snakes and all liquid. So end of the day you can see, I mean, what about seventh house matters? When we talk about Vivaha Dharma, nobody understood it better than Krishna. Remarriage of widows. There was no remarriage of widows earlier, you know that, right? There was nothing called widow remarriage. Krishna was the first one who did widow remarriage. He himself had widow remarriage. He married all the widows of Mahavara. So don't you think that he has knowledge pertaining to the seventh house? Supreme knowledge pertaining to seventh house. Because that is the supreme knowledge. What is the supreme? It is not negative. It's, you try to understand, when you are applying the brain, real application of brain can't be negative. Okay. Why is he intelligent? Okay. This is a rule, I think Sarpani must have told you, I don't have to go through it, right? Dhimanta Yoga. Do you know what is Dhimanta Yoga? Firstly, let's understand what is. Have you heard of this sun and mercury combination?
Yes.
Now think of this combination, sun and mercury, okay? Lagna Lord is also like the sun, because I said Agni, no? Agni is not just Mars, it's also sun. Can I say Lagna Lord is also like the sun? Because it has intelligence. What is Paka Lagna? Intelligence is on top of the head. Now if that goes to the houses of Mercury, third house is Gemini, and the sixth house is Virgo. So when I say the Lagna Lord is going to third, or Lagna Lord is going to sixth, is as if a Sun and Mercury combination is coming about. Some kind of a Sun-Mercury combination? Some kind of a Mars-Mercury combination? Right. So when Lagna Lord is in third or Lagna Lord is in sixth, a Dhimanta Yoga is formed. Because the Lagna Lord, which behaves like the sun, has gone to a house which is like Virgo or like Gemini. Such people are actually very, very intelligent. Very intelligent people. So the other kind of intelligence is, you know, there are combinations, we'll learn later. But basically Lagna Lord in third and Lagna Lord in sixth is very intelligent. Okay? Good. Happy. What is he happy about? He's happy about? Who are the people who give him happiness? Sixth house. What is sixth house? Relatives. Not enemies. Uncles, all relatives. Relatives from his mother's side. Oh, he's so happy to be with his relatives. He thinks they are the best people in the world. They are good guys. They are nice. I want to spend time with them. I want to talk to them. They treat him like God. They think, wow, you're so nice. Please guide us. Family. Family is good. I mean, nice family. Huh? Okay. What is the problem? Ninth house. Is it possible that these people can change their religion? Because ninth house is called?
Yes.
They can change the religion. Wow. They may even define a new religion. They may redefine religion.
Why is this a problem?
Pardon?
Why is this a problem?
This is not a problem.
I just said that you can change or they can redefine. Like Krishna, how did he redefine religion? A man can marry 5 wives, a woman can marry. So by logic, he said a woman can marry 5 husbands. It created an uproar. What the hell? Woman can marry 5 husbands? Well, he said, if man can marry 5 wives, a woman should be allowed to marry 5 husbands. Was he right? Was he wrong? By righteous law, it is right. If you are allowing a man to have 4 wives, then the woman should be allowed to have 4 husbands. It has to be equal. So then it created an uproar, and all of them wanted to kill him. All the kings wanted to kill him. Because the kings those days had 10, 15 wives. And when the thought came that one of their wives can marry another 4 guys, they were like angry. So they want to have wives, they want to put these wives like objects inside a room and lock them out. Krishna said, that's wrong. It's not fair. Right? Second thing he did, widow remarriage. Now that created another major uproar. Because widows were exploited in multiple ways. Krishna stopped it. And after many, many years, we had another Vidyasagar of Bengal who fought for the same thing. Who else did fight?
Raja Ram Mohan.
Vidyasagar was the main brain. Raja Ram Mohan really fought it up.
So how, just if you can, letter of growth I have not understood in this.
Pardon?
Letter of growth in this one.
Which growth?
Letter of growth, the 10th house.
10th house is the is the transformations, no?
So by doing work you will get transformed. By doing.
So what do you think is what is transforming in his life? What is changing? Do you think his kingdom can change? 10th house is the Rajya, your kingdom, where you are working, office can change. So can I say that Lagna Lord in 3 can change their office very often? Today they are doing one contract in Bintal, tomorrow they will go and do another contract in some other place. If you are a king, then I can say that maybe you are the king of Vrindavan, and after some time you will leave Vrindavan and become the king of Dwarka. Has that been a change? Right? So can I say that the Lord of the 10th house will show the direction in which you can go and change? Can I say that? It can. Because in the chart of Krishna, the 10th Lord is Saturn and he's in 7th house in Digpal. So he went to the western direction to a land called Saurashtra, which is ruled by Saturn. Did you know Saurashtra, Gujarat is ruled by Saturn? And in the land of Saturn he became king. How interesting, huh? It works so wonderfully. He's just doing transformation, right? What is transforming? 10th house is transforming. What is 10th house? Either your work or your kingdom. If you're a king, that's your kingdom. If you're a contractor, that's your work. Your office. And if you are clever and follow the directions of the 10th Lord, hey, you can make a big hell of a lot of difference. What does he have special drishti on? This is the most interesting part. The drishti or the focus is what?
Aranya.
Drishti is where? Special focus. Moksha?
Moksha.
So if he talks about moksha, I think I'd like to listen. Do you see my point?
Yes.
When Lagna Lord is in 3rd, your focus is in the 12th house. Now you have 2 options. You can make this either the house of moksha or
foreign.
Mein kya karoge? Kya karoge foreign mein mujhe samjhao. Business is 7th house. What is happening? You have 2 options, Lagna Lord in 3rd. Ek to ya to sattvic fish upwards le lo, ya to fish downward le lo. Either you can read the Bhagavad Gita or you can read Kama Sutra. Choice is yours. Am I clear? Clear explanation? Both you will be master. Choice is yours, what you want to choose. Either the 12th house is going up like the fish or down.
Is it the aspect, sir,
So what does it depend upon? What does it depend upon? Planets in the 12th number 1, lord of the 12th number 2, planets aspecting number 3. Okay? If the lord is a malefic, it should be debilitated. If the lord is a benefic, it should be exalted. If the 12th lord is a benefic and is exalted, then the fish is going upwards. If the 12th lord is a malefic and it is debilitated, the fish is going upwards. If the 12th lord is a malefic and is exalted, the fish is going very deep downwards. So which way is the fish going? Now in every horoscope you will start seeing Eric Machina. Is going to Canada or to India? Bengal has a new policy. Don't leave those fishes. Eat them. Too much trouble there. Upward fish, downward fish, too much problem. Okay, you got the point out here? Good. What I like is, now you guys are able to follow the language I am talking and the principles of the sutras easily. Because you got the principles. You got the triangle of Agni. You got the point about that the Agni is Sun plus Mars, not just Mars. Sun plus Mars is Agni. It's not just fire. There's a lot of light also over there. If there was no light, how the hell is the brain functioning? Brain is about light, not about fire. Fire is in the body and light is in the brain. Okay? Good. Okay, these things are all you can see. The green cups are in second house and 12th house. I don't understand here. Why in second and fourth the green cups are there? What are these green cups?
One green cup is located in the first one. We don't need it, we cannot survive. If anything between alcohol, we will be vanished.
Green or brown? Or cup alag alag shape ka? You look, one is this one, one is.
The second is like joy and the 12th is like thirst.
Chai ek dusra shabd
hai. So this is a different kind of joy.
Yeah. You drink chai.
This is chai.
This is not the cup with which you get. Yes, you get a type of joy. Not my. I don't like that kind of joy. Some people like. Wo joy alag hai, not joy of pleasure. Okay, let us understand some concepts now. Come on, now we are going to learn a new concept called Bhava Bhava. I believe Sarvani has taught this, so I don't need to talk. What do I need to talk? Have you understood?
Yes.
Justin has to say yes, then I'll go forward.
On behalf of some other people, I say no.
Okay. Now what you have to do is make a chart like this or whatever chart you make. And from the first house, you count first house. So if the Lagna Lord was here, I'll count 1 to 1 and 1. So it will be 1, B1. Right? If the Lagna Lord is in 7th, so you count 7 and again 7, B7. You see that? Okay. When the Lagna Lord is in second house, so 1, 2, 1, 2, B2 comes here. Okay, Lagna Lord in third house, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, here in the fifth house. Okay, and Lagna Lord in fourth house, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, B4 is here. Okay, Lagna Lord in fifth house, I count till 5, I count again 5, it comes out here, B5. Lagna Lord in 6th house, I count to 6 and again count 6 over here. B6. You see that? So what is Bhavat Bhavam? Bhavat Bhavam is the reflection of a thought. It is the reflection of a thought. Don't we reflect when we sit down? We reflect on thought. Where does the thought go?
Where is the thought going? You observe the thought is manifesting finally in these odd number signs only. Because so long, remember, odd signs are, odd houses are aggressive. Even houses are passive. So a thought in the second house becomes action in the third house. For example, if I want to eat food, food is the wanting to eat food, the thought I should eat something, comes in from second house, right? But to eat, I have to pick up from my hand and eat. Or alternatively, I can go to the food and eat like that. Right? It won't be a very good idea, but animals do that. They go on the... But again, the pressure is on the hand. They are actually crouching on the food using their hand. So pressure, so the hand comes under pressure. The action is being done by the hand. Do you see the point? It is a reflection of the thought. Now let's say I want to write something. So what do I need? I need knowledge, no? If I don't have knowledge, how will the writing manifest at all? What will I write about? Will come from the fifth house. Writing is in third, but the manifestation of writing is due to the fifth. It is manifesting due to fifth house. Do you get the point? It's easy to understand. I want to drive my car. Let's say fourth house is driving my car. Where will I drive? The seventh house. I'm going out. I want to set up a home. Who do I talk to? My wife. I want to go to work. So you leave the home. Seventh house is leaving home, right? Fourth house is also leaving home and tenth house is also leaving home. Driving a car takes me out. Going to work takes me out. Want to buy a property? Talk to my wife. Want to buy business? Talk to my business partner. How is the thought manifesting? Thought can only manifest. The manifestation is in aggressive houses. Aggression is manifesting. Passive. The even houses are passive, feminine. You're thinking. You're still thinking. You have not made up your mind. Okay? So is it good to have... Now what do we understand from here? From here we understand that, look, planets in passive houses are only thinking. In the aggressive or the odd houses, they are acting. And Bhavabhavam tells us that all manifestation of thought is in some six of the 12 houses. And the way the thought is manifesting has a formula, because they are in pairs. You see, they are in pairs. B1 and B7 is in pair. B2 and B8 is in pair. Step number one, what do? We add them up. In Lagna, I get B1 plus B7 is 8. Second house has no. Third house, 2 plus 8, 10. Fifth house, 3 plus 9, 12. Seventh house, 4 plus 10, 14. Ninth house, 5 plus 11, 16. Eleventh house, 6 plus 12, 18. So these are called manifestation of thought. And what is thought? How do we think? How do you think? You want to read it? Go ahead and read it. Go ahead, read it. It will still not be able to answer my question. How do you think? What do you use for thinking? Don't you use language for thinking?
Yeah.
You all think in a language, right? And what is language? Language is words. And what are words? Words are sounds. Alphabets. So we use alphabets to form words and use these words to think. And when these words manifest in a certain chandas or in a certain rhythm in our head, a certain bhava is manifesting. This is called the mantra pada, 8 sounds. So the mantra pada, the root pada, the movement is caused by 8 sounds. 4 for one feet and 4 for another feet. So when I have 8 sounds, I can actually do something. Okay? 8 sounds is good for me. Can I say it's good for my lagna? So a mantra like Om Namo Narayanaya, can I say it is very good manifestation for the lagna? Om Namo Narayanaya. Eight sounds? Give me an example. Okay. Somebody says, I want to worship Lord Shiva. I said, Hara. Hari, Hara, Brahma. Hara is, Brahma is in lagna and Hari is in second. And by the principle, maybe I can use a 14 sound mantra. Shiva, he said Shiva. He didn't say Rudra. He didn't ask for protection. He just said, I just want to worship Shiva. Shiva on principle is the seventh house principle. The sunset, sunrise is Brahma, in the midday it is Vishnu, and the sunset is Shiva. So I say, why don't you use a 14 syllable mantra, because then that is good. That mantra is having a lot of Agni. Ushni Chanda means Agni. High heat, very high heat. This is a very hot mantra. Hot. It is different from light. Hot is different from light. Am I being clear? Seventh house has heat. The mantra coming to the seventh house has heat. The mantra coming to the fifth house has light. Okay? So if I use a mantra of 14 syllables or multiples thereof, then I can generate this heat. Huge amount of heat. And my body will not become cold. I will not die. Because cold is death. So what is this mantra that I can do? 14 syllable mantra, I know one. I also know a 28 syllable mantra. So depending upon how many levels I want to go, that much multiple of 14 I will use. This 14 into 2 is called Ushni Chanda. Say that. Ushni Chanda. And what is the mantra? The mantra is Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tat Savitur Varenya Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. That is now Ushni Chanda. What is Gayatri Mantra? Can you give me a Gayatri Mantra? I don't want the heat. I don't want heat in the body. I can't deal with this Agni. Because this is Agni. Agni when it manifests has a lot of heat. Remember 7th house is Bhuloka. Agni is in Bhuloka. Now I want 5th house, only the light. Om Tat Savitur Varenya Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. See the difference? This is 24 syllables, this is 28. The same mantra. I changed the syllables and I got 28. Now let's say, no, I want protection. Please Guru protect me. I'm in danger. The grahas are attacking me. I got Maraka Dasha. Sanjayrat says I got Maraka Dasha. And this Justin New astrologer says I got Sare Sati. And some other astrologer is giving me all sorts of stuff. God protect me. What do I do? Pick up a 16 or a 32 syllable. What do you want to protect? 16 syllables will protect, but 32 is much better. Because remember, it's the second round. Second round is the real chandra. First round is like the sun, second round is like the moon. The moon is what we want. Mantra is best for moon. Second round. So 32 syllables. Can you give me a 32 syllable? Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushti vandhanam urvarukameva vandhanam nityor mokshyam amrita. So you see, this 32 syllable mantra protects. Any 32 syllable mantra will protect. I said, no, my problem is Mangal. Protect me from these accidents and attacks and enemies. People are attacking me. Mangal means people are attacking you. My wife is attacking me. My in-laws are attacking me. The police is attacking me. The thieves are attacking me. Save me, Lord. Then, when someone attacks me, I need Narayan, my protector, in the form of a Mangal form. What is that form? It's called Narasimha Avatar. You think your Mangal is strong? Look at my Narayan when he comes with full Mangal powers. What is the mantra? Ugraviram Mahavishnu Jvalantam Sarvatomukham Vasindham Vishram Bhadram Pratyurvitam Namamyaham. Understood mantra? You see the power of this mantra? It protects you from Mangal. Mangal cannot attack you if you have this mantra on your list. Any protection from any graha, you need an Anustubh mantra. So the question is, where do I get Anustubh mantras from? You have to start looking now and start collecting mantras. And these are mantras of the Veda. Vedas are in these high chandas. Like for example, 14 syllable mantra is Om Bhur Bhuvasva Sambha Sadashivaya. But that's not Ushni. Ushni is powerful. You are Jyotishis. You should go for the powerful ones, the higher mantras. Viraj Chanda, 40 syllable. Okay? 10, you see the 10? 40 syllable. Now, if you have a mantra which moves in Viraj, 40 syllable mantra, it can give you Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga is guaranteed. Because they say the great Garuda flies, the way he flies, it is in Viraj Chanda. Why do they talk of Garuda? Gemini, Mercury, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Krita Chanda? That's also multiple, right? 10 into 2 is 20. Parashara. Remember? Parashara mantra? And what did I say? The way the Ganga flows is, that's also given of Raj Yoga. But what kind of Raj Yoga is this? Raj Yoga of knowledge. This is Raj Yoga of property. With that, I will give you a small break. Let's have a cup of tea and come back.